Michael Spice, Kate Binchy, and David Spencer in The Temple Tree. Adapted by Betty Davis from the novel by David Beatty. The story takes place in Ceylon, before it became the Republic of Sri Lanka.
Pardon me, stewardess.
Can I help you?
I can't fix this seat. I guess it's stuck.
You want it further back? Oh, it is a bit stiff. There we are. Oh,
thanks. Now, isn't that pretty? Just look at that moon out there.
Yes, it's beautiful, isn't it?
The weather's been real nice ever since we took off from Hong Kong. Will it be that way in Ceylon?
In Ceylon? Well, it might be a bit drizzly. Oh, excuse me, I'm wanted on the flight deck. Coffee coming up.
Oh, thanks. Well, we're in for our usual welcome.
The monsoon?
Wind southwest 20 knots, gusting 25, visibility 1 mile in heavy monsoon rain. Miss Tamplin, I don't like India rubber sandwiches.
Mr. Hanneker?
Yes?
I believe you're traveling with us tonight. Oriental Airways, flight 708 to London.
I am. Is the plane still in Ali?
So I've been told. It's coming in from Hong Kong. Oh, I'm Melanie Gray, your stewardess. I've got a taxi waiting outside, and I wondered if you'd like to share it. The Colombo taxi service is a bit erratic.
Oh, thank you. I've been trying to get one, but I haven't had any luck. I'd be grateful.
There's no one else. Have you any luggage?
Yeah, I left it at the airport. I've only been on the island 6 hours. I'm just catching a connection.
Fine. Shall we go, then?
I don't much fancy going out in this.
The monsoon? It only broke a week ago. Before that, the weather was marvelous.
A London taxi?
Superannuated. We have London buses, too. It's odd seeing them here.
You like your job, Miss Gray? I find it a bit unsettling.
How do you mean?
Well, don't you get tired of dashing about?
No. Actually, we're based in Ceylon for 6 months. It's rather a pleasant arrangement. We take the outbound London flight on to Hong Kong, and the Hong Kong flight homebound to London.
You must know the island pretty well.
If you stayed 20 years, you wouldn't know this place well. Oh, hold on. This is the most dangerous part of the trip.
I believe you. Damn the rain. Do you think you'd be able to land in all this?
They've got an instrument landing system.
I should hope so, too. Still, I imagine you've been in worse.
Much worse.
Ever get scared?
Often. No, that's not true.
Ah. You've got confidence in the crew.
Haven't you?
Let's say my job doesn't encourage it.
What is your job?
Accident investigator. Aircraft.
Isn't it rather depressing?
Perhaps I'm not the sensitive type.
I wouldn't have said that.
Thank you.
What on earth is...
You said this was the most hazardous part of the journey. I better have a look.
This is where you come into your own. You'll know what's up.
Don't bank on it. Where the hell's that torch? Get the bonnet open.
Sure.
Oh, it's rusted to hell. Well, damn, it might be anything. How far from the airport are we?
Long way, sir. Many miles.
Miss Gray, how far's the nearest telephone?
3 miles, 4 miles. But you don't mean we've broken...
Don't know if we'll make it.
Oh, can't you do anything?
The engine's in one hell of a state. I doubt if I can.
But there's someone coming. Can you stop him?
It's okay. He's slowing down.
You seem to be in trouble.
Oh, we certainly are.
Perhaps I can help.
Oh, please. We've got to catch a plane. Do you know anything about the inside of a car? We simply stopped dead. Mr. Hanneker's just had a look.
Mr. Hanneker? My name's Lawton, Roy Lawton.
Oh, I'm Melanie Gray.
Delighted to meet you, Miss Gray, even under these circumstances. Now, let's have a look at that engine. If there's nothing I can do, I'll turn round and give you a lift. Oh. Let's see what the trouble is. Would you like to hold a torch for me, Mr.
Haneker?
Oh, over there, Mr. Haneker. Distributor leads are wet. You just visiting our beautiful country, Mr. Haneker?
Not even that. Just in transit.
Pity. And Miss Gray is your air hostess for the flight?
Yes.
Have you met her before?
No. Why?
No reason. Could you hold the torch steady, Mr. Haneker?
Sorry. Is that better?
Much. Oh, well, that seems okay. Battery's all right. You know, it might simply be those distributor leads. The bonnet leaks like a colander.
I was beginning to suspect it.
I'll just wipe them off. Might or might not work. Let's see. Driver, start her up. If he lets it run a bit, that should do the trick.
You're a wizard.
What line are you with, Miss Gray?
Oriental Airways.
Your people took a tour around my factory once, didn't they? When a flight was delayed.
Oh, of course. I thought I knew your name. Tina Radius. The most modern factory in Ceylon, Mr. Haneker.
That isn't saying much. Now, you weren't on the tour, Miss Gray. I would have remembered you.
Oh, no, I didn't go. Look, I don't know how to thank
you. Oh, don't try now. You'd better be on your way. Have lunch with me sometime, eh?
Oh.
Come and see the factory, as you missed the tour.
Oh, it's very kind
of... I'll pick you up at your hotel, Mount Lavinia, isn't it?
Yes.
April.
April?
You're an Aries girl, born early April.
How did you know?
Just a hobby of mine. I'll tell you how it's done next time I see you.
Excuse me, but
yes,
I really...
Yes, the engine should be okay now. Sorry, Mr. Haneker. Okay, driver. Aliongpo. I'll come round for you one day.
He'll find the bird flown.
What was that?
I said he'll find the bird flown if he calls for you tomorrow.
Oh, was that what he said? He's obviously not familiar with airline schedules.
He's also obviously taken with you. I thought he was a bit odd.
Because he seemed taken with me?
I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't. Maybe because he made it obvious.
Well...
But then you can't really judge him by English standards.
He is English, isn't he?
Yes and no. Cosmopolitan. More Sinhalese than the Sinhalese.
That kind usually are. Like converts.
Oh, he's done a great deal of good here. He's very influential. Oh, well, we're not too late, thank goodness. We'll make the plane in time.
Good evening, sir. Travelling with us to London?
Yes, Mr...
Reeves, station manager. Ah. Been in Ceylon long?
6 hours.
Oh, I see, in transit. Bit of a bore hanging around, isn't it? But not long now. Your plane's coming in.
Oh, you don't reckon the rain might make him divert?
Oh, no, sir. We'll get you back to London on time. And now you've been cleared at the traffic counter, haven't you? Would you mind going on to passports? This way, madam.
The plane is late?
He'll be down in just a few minutes. He's coming in now.
Whiskey Echo reporting over the beacon at 10,000. Request clearance to make an instrument landing approach.
Tower to Whiskey Echo. Cleared for an instrument landing approach to runway 28. Wind 20 knots, gusting 30. You're number one to land.
Hey, this thing's deteriorating, isn't it? Coming down in buckets up here. What's the latest visibility?
Latest visibility? Wait.
Hell, we're not at a bus stop, you know. I want to come in now.
Very late. One wants to say, do please hurry. It's very bad out there.
You can't see much, certainly. He may have diverted to Madras.
No. He will be coming here to Talapetir. It is very up to date here. The pilots like it very much. Good runway is everything to have.
But the weather?
Oh, it is always like this in Colombo in southwest monsoon. We get as much rain here in 2 hours as they get in England in half a year.
But how will the pilot be able to see?
He does not need to see, lady. He will be following the radio beam. His instruments tell him everything.
Something has happened.
Excuse me.
He has gone to Madras. I'm sure it is too bad for him.
What's happened?
Please, sir, nothing.
It's crashed, hasn't it? Where did it crash?
No, sir. Just a slight delay. Sir, come back, please.
See that ambulance? Follow it.
Mount Lavinia Hotel, sir?
No, follow those tail lights.
No lights, no, sir.
That way. Hurry!
No tail lights.
Follow these lights, see? These lights on poles. They're to lead the planes in.
Sir, no road.
Then keep as close to the leading lights as you can.
Mount Lavinia Hotel now, sir.
I said follow those lights.
No lights, sir.
There are two over there.
Bad road, sir.
Go on.
Holy place, sir. Sacred to Skanda, sir.
Up there and quickly. Go on, man. Go on.
Holy place, sir. There is holy temple, sir.
Go on.
Sir, look. Aeroplane.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Wait here.
Who is it? Who is...
Mr. Hanneker, what are you doing here?
Mr. Reeves, how did it happen?
Passengers are not allowed.
Oh, for God's sake, I've come to help.
The authorities...
I'm a ministry accident investigator.
Well, even so, until the Ceylon government asks... Look, there's nothing you can do. They've got everybody out.
Alive?
All dead.
How many?
81 there in the temple now.
The plane...
You mustn't go in without authority.
But I told you I'm an accident investigator. It's vital to check things immediately.
Siniratna's been here. He's the Ceylon aircraft accidents man. He's got the flight recorder. That'll tell us what happened. I'm going in the temple. You can come with me if you wish.
But surely I... Oh, all right, then. Thanks. This is the shrine. Holy of Holies for the Tamils of Ceylon. My driver said something about Skanda.
A temple's dedicated to Skanda, the local reincarnation of the god Shiva.
Frangipani?
Mm-hmm. The temple tree in the middle of the courtyard. Take your shoes off here. This way, in the main hall.
Who's that?
The Brahmin, high priest of the temple. It's a prayer for the dead.
There's a nurse over there.
31, 32, 43.
Where are the others?
Ambulances have taken them to the Colombo mortuary. Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm just to say it's a bit...
They wouldn't have suffered, you know. Couldn't have felt a thing. There's nothing you can do. Better get back to your hotel.
Good morning, Mr. Hanneker.
Good morning.
The weather's certainly changed.
Yes, yes. The weather changes very quickly here in monsoon time. Sir, we have confirmation of your flight to London. Departure 20:30. Pick up here at 18:30.
18:30, good.
You have nearly a whole day here. Is there some entertainment we might arrange for you? A tour of the ruined cities of Anuradhapura or Polonnaruwa?
What? Oh, no, 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 thank you. Excuse me. Miss Gray?
Oh, good morning.
I'm leaving tonight, apparently.
Oh, yes, I heard. I hope you'll be comfortable. I'm so sorry about all this.
When are you going?
To London, not till tomorrow.
I wondered if you happened to be free today.
Good morning, Mr. Hanneker.
Oh,
Good morning.
You see, I've already taken Miss Gray up on her promise to lunch with me. Have you managed to get another flight?
Yes, tonight.
Good. Well, I won't say goodbye. It's very unlucky to say it twice for the same journey. Instead, we'll both wish you a happy and smooth departure.
Thank you.
Coming, Miss Gray? My car's outside. What can I say about last night? Simply that we're not going to talk about it. What has happened, has happened. One thing the East has taught me, to accept. Am I preaching at you?
Yes.
Nevertheless, will you do that, just for today? Accept what I planned for you.
I can think of nothing better. I'm not sure that acceptance is always right, though. If we never questioned anything, things would never be discovered. We wouldn't be able to prevent them happening again.
You're still thinking about the crash?
Partly, yes.
Well, think about it if you must.
Oh, I don't really want to, Mr. Lawton.
Oh, Roy, please. It puzzles you.
It's not that.
You mean they know what caused it?
Well, I think they have some idea.
Marvelous how they find these things out so quickly. Was it some mechanical trouble?
I don't think so. They reckon the pilot, under shot, came in too low on his approach.
Frightful business. Does it happen often?
No. Sometimes.
More than it should?
I'm not an expert. You should have asked Mr. Haneker that.
Oh, the chap we've just left?
Yes, he's an aircraft accident investigator.
Is he now? But he's on his way back to England, isn't he?
That's right. Tonight.
Forgive me asking so many questions. I know very little about flying. It isn't likely to happen again, is it?
No.
How can you be sure?
I can't, but it's something I must accept. As you said, what will happen will happen.
That isn't quite what I said. And you could do something about it. You could give up flying.
You're joking.
I mean it.
I thought we were going to forget about the crash. Well, let's talk about something else. Where are we going? Am I allowed to ask?
One is allowed to ask anything, but one is not allowed to expect an answer.
Oh.
Singley's saying. But you'll get an answer this time. I'm taking you to my bungalow for a swim and lunch.
Not to the factory.
Oh, that can wait. You said you'd heard about me. What had you heard?
Only that you're a model employer.
Grossly exaggerated. I run the place like the army. I'm terribly strict, but they lap it up. No, I meant, had you heard anything about me, my private life?
That you're more Singhalese than the Singhalese, that's all.
And that simply means that I love Ceylon. Nothing more exotic. Disappointed?
Oh, no, reassured. I thought I might find half a dozen females in residence.
You're thinking of Mohammedans. Oh. I haven't half a dozen. Only one.
Oh? Your wife?
No. The mistress of my household. My guardian angel. My evil genius. My conscience. My private magician. Ceylon itself, maybe. She was my ayah, my nurse. More to me than any mother could be. She insisted that I bring you to meet her.
You told her we'd met?
No. She told me. Before we met. Everyone in Ceylon is a magician.
Is that how you guessed my birthday?
Perhaps. Yesterday it was foretold I should meet my golden girl. Today, Aya too wishes to meet her. Don't take me too seriously. Out here everyone lives by horoscopes. So why not my little Aya? But you'll meet her soon. We're nearly there. Aya, look. I've done what you commanded me to, you old dragon.
Isn't he a silly boy, miss? Welcome to Singhala, my dear.
Thank you.
We're going to swim. We shall want towels in the changing rooms.
They're already there, Master Roy.
Sir?
Go with Master Roy to the changing rooms and collect his shoes and suits. I myself will go with you, my dear. Come. You must shield yourself from the sun. You are so fair. Master Roy would never forgive me if anything happened to you.
I'll be careful. You're quite right. The pool's a complete sand trap.
That is how Master Roy designed it. I have known him all his life, miss.
Oh, I know. He told me you brought him up. He said you'd been more than a mother.
Oh, foolish. That is all done with. He has come a long way. His father was only a schoolmaster, you know.
I didn't know. What kind of man was he?
A very nice gentleman. Handsome, like Roy. But timid, not like Roy. Very religious. He came here from England with the Baptist mission. I got on well with him. But her,
Roy's mother?
Oh, don't think, please, miss, that I did not like her. She was a fascinating woman.
When did she die?
Die? Is she dead? No one knows. She simply disappeared.
But why?
No one knows. Roy had just had his first birthday. There was a scene, one of so many. She hated Ceylon. She said the servants laughed at her. She was even afraid of handling my Roy. I did everything for him, even before she left. Let me take your dress, my dear. Oh, I will hang it.
Thank you. When did she leave?
The day after the scene. No one ever saw her again.
How terrible.
There was a boat in the harbor, bound for England. They were easygoing men, those sailors. Maybe they took pity on a beautiful woman. For she was beautiful. Though not as beautiful as you, my dear. After that, Mr. Lawton was quieter than ever. A year later, he was dead. May I help you, my dear?
Oh, if you could fasten the back. Thank you. What did he die of?
Meningitis, the doctor said. I thought it was a broken heart. Who knows? After that, it was Roy and me. The school closed, of course.
What did you do?
Well, we went home to my village. We lived in a palm-thatched hut. Roy speaks Sinhalese and Tamil as well as he speaks English. Ask him to tell you our glorious legends. You saw the lions on the gate? He has taken them as his symbol.
Very suitable. The lion is a British symbol, too.
Yes, he worked very hard, Mr. Roy. We moved to Colombo. He was apprenticed.
Oh, you've been very good to him. Thank you. I can manage now.
Bathing pumps. You must have bathing pumps.
Oh, really?
Mr. Roy insists because of the tiny fortune. There are several pairs here.
I take size 4, but anything will do.
Now he has achieved much. Yet not so much as his horoscope foretells. These perhaps will fit.
Oh, thank you. I feel like Cinderella.
Who, please?
She was a poor girl who tried on a glass slipper and married a prince.
A prince. That is what Mr. Roy will be one day. A ruler. A most powerful man. That, too, was in his horoscope.
So now, Melanie Gray, you know all there is to know about me.
No, I know a lot of facts about you. I don't know you.
I'm not easy to know. I have few real friends. I walk alone.
Now I feel I do know you.
Thank you. But you've told me nothing.
There's nothing to tell. It's all rather dull.
Age 22. Single. Only child, as I am. Your father's a professional man. A doctor. No, on second thoughts, a lawyer.
Solicitor, actually.
Same thing. You went to a convent school.
Oh, heavens, am I as crystal clear as that?
You went into nursing, right?
Yes, damn you.
And then you found you couldn't rationalize suffering. You must learn to. But that is by the way. So you joined British Oriental Airways to see the world.
Melanie Gray, this is your life.
Ah, but it isn't. Life for you is just beginning. Don't you ever want to marry and settle down?
Of course. When I meet the right man.
Aya says you've already met him.
She does.
Yesterday.
I met a lot of people yesterday.
For the first time yesterday.
Oh, that narrows the field, of course.
You're blushing. You're going to tell me you met other people besides me. The taxi driver and that man with the sad hound eyes, the accident investigator.
Can't you know so much about me?
Oh, many people tell me many things.
Why about me?
Because you concern me.
But we've only just met.
Have we? Haven't you ever felt you've been somewhere before?
Sometimes.
Or met someone for the first time and felt you knew them?
Yes. Are you going to tell me why?
Time is a strange dimension. It's not an ever-rolling stream. We come and go within it.
Reincarnation?
Yes.
Then don't you wonder who you were before?
Oh. I know. Will you come to see me again?
Of course.
When are you off?
Tomorrow.
Not to Hong Kong, I hope.
Oh, no, London, via Beirut.
Can you try to keep off the Hong Kong trips?
Why?
For no reason. Superstition, perhaps. Anyway, will you try?
I can't.
Well, at least tell me when you're going on one.
Why?
Well, then I can light a candle. Or pick a temple flower. Or buy a charm.
Over there.
Sleepy?
Very pleasantly. Oh, the sun and the swimming. It's been a lovely day. It won't happen again, you know, the crash, I mean. By the law of averages, it can't. What? Mr. Harriker? I thought you'd gone.
I've just had a cable. I'm to stay here and investigate the crash.
You are? Then they think there's something wrong?
That's what I have to find out. You're not going to get rid of me all that easily, I'm afraid.
Hello, Mr. Harriker. Come and join us.
Thank you. What are you drinking?
Well, it's orange juice, but no more for me, thank you.
Nor me. There's a limit to the citrus my stomach can take.
I have something stronger.
Sorry, no can do. Flying later.
Oh, this is Captain Dewhurst, the flight captain here.
Ah, just the man I wanted to see. Gin and tonic, please.
Any luck today?
No, I've seen a lot of people and found out damn all. Except that everything was normal. Ah, thanks. No evidence of any malfunction, no repairs. Sure. They won't let anyone near the crash plane itself. The whole area is swarming with police.
Well, you'll have to get a tip from Senator Ratner. He's the Ceylon Air Accidents man.
So I've been told. I've got an appointment with him tomorrow.
Mr. Harriker is inquiring.
I know. We've been put in the picture about him.
In that case, I'll leave you both to it.
You're leaving tonight?
20:30 for the UK.
Have a good trip.
Be seeing you. Give my regards to London.
Will do. Oh, can I phone anyone for you? Mrs. Harriker?
No, thank you. I'm not married. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good thing not to be married in your line.
How about in your line, Captain Dewhurst?
I'm married. 3 kiddies. Wife back in England with them. Roll on retirement, she says.
How about Captain Coates?
Coates, a crash pilot. He was married.
And looking forward to retirement?
He wasn't far off it. He was 54. But a young 54, otherwise we wouldn't have let him fly.
The night before last, you landed here an hour before the crash, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Eastbound from London.
Visibility poor?
Yeah. Rain sheeting down. I came in on the instrument landing system.
Like Coates. The ILS was working well?
Spot on.
You don't think the rain might have affected the beam?
It certainly didn't with me.
Then what do you think happened?
It could have been a number of things.
Why didn't he divert? Land at Madras instead?
Oh, it's always a bit dodgy on these special Hong Kong flights.
Oh? What's special about them?
I must be getting along soon. Anyway, the visibility was above company limits.
And you managed all right. Was he less experienced than you?
More, if anything.
Not likely to make an elementary mistake on an instrument approach?
No, not likely. But it's happened before. You'll know that better than me.
Mm. Why does it happen? Undershooting?
Well, I do have my own pet theory. The instrument flying is such concentrated work for the average pilot that he leaves it for visual flying the moment he can see anything. In fact, as soon as he can see a light ahead, he takes his eye off the needle and then goes well below the glide path.
Yes. Yes, it must feel like tearing off a blindfold.
Exactly, but what you're really doing is tearing out your eyes.
And you think this is what Captain Coates did?
Well, he's done it before.
When?
On Flight Kex. Here. See for yourself. Here's his personal file. Came this morning. He failed the 707 exam twice before passing.
So have a number of other pilots.
Did you see those two comments on erratic glide path flying?
Yeah. Yes, on his last check, he went well below the glide path. You think that's what happened on Saturday?
Off the record, yes. I'm bound to say it at the inquiry. An open and shut case. Isn't that your theory?
Well, I have no theory. I've only just begun the investigation.
Well, if it wasn't pilot error, what was it?
It could have been the guide beam.
I found the ILS perfect, I told you.
It might have gone wrong later.
In an hour?
Possible.
It was also possibly dropped dead in the last second.
I was out at Tully Pitcher today. The runway's a bit downhill, isn't it?
Yes, very slightly.
Seems rather short, too. Might increase the tendency to undershoot.
Are you a pilot?
No.
I thought not. Anyway, they've got the flight recorder. That'll tell them all they need to know.
Mr. Annika?
Yes, good morning.
Good of you to see me, Mr. Saineratne. As I said on the telephone, I have been asked to look into the...
Yes.
If there's anything I can do to help...
We are grateful for your offer of help, Mr. Annika. Oh, sit down, please.
Thank you.
We have, as you will suppose, made our own modest start on the investigation.
I know. I was up at the crash site yesterday. Couldn't get near. There were so many policemen.
We must take strict precautions against pilfering.
Oh, very wise. But I did see a bullock cart going off with what looked like the port wing tip.
It's not that we haven't got tractors, Mr. Annika. In that marshy ground, bullock carts are better.
No, of course. But I must say that in my view, it's essential to leave everything untouched until a thorough investigation has been made.
A very thorough investigation of the wreckage has already been made. I've done it myself.
Yes, I'm sure.
The cause of the crash was written all over it.
Ah, there, I'm not so sure.
When you've seen it, you'll agree with me.
I'm very anxious to see it.
Of course. You wish to start by seeing the pieces we have here?
If it's not too much trouble.
Nothing is too much trouble, sir. Come this way. And here, Mr. Annika, is the most important thing, the flight recorder.
Yes, I heard you had it. You'll have to send it back to England, the readout.
Not at all.
You mean you can do it here?
Yes, we can do it here. It will, I'm sure, confirm our views.
Well, at least let me help you.
I would not wish to impose on your time.
No trouble.
The British are always so kind.
I have had a good deal of experience in readouts. They can be complicated. Ghosting problems, multiple images.
We will be able to manage with our microscope.
Well, I... you'll let me see what comes out.
Naturally.
And I'd like to look round the crash plane myself, if you could give me a chit authorizing it.
Delighted. Give that to the policeman, and he will let you in.
Hello? Who's that?
What?
Mr. Annika, what are you doing in here?
I've got the authority, Mr. Reeves. Here it is.
Your torch, please.
Thank you.
Well, have you found anything?
Three things.
Oh, Mr. Fonseca.
Yes?
This is Annika from the British Board of Trade.
Ah.
He's helping Saineratne with the accident investigation.
Indeed.
Mr. Fonseca is head of the Ceylon Criminal Investigation Department.
Delighted to meet you, Mr. Annika.
How do you do?
Three things, you say?
Yes. Elevators up, throttles fully open, control column in full travel back.
They all add up to the same thing.
Yes. Yes, at the last moment, Coates knew. He tried to climb, but he was too late.
Yes. That's the long and short of it, I'm afraid.
He's still got to find out why he was so low. The glide path needle must have pointed at danger well before the crash. However, I'm disturbing you. Like me, you appear to be looking for something.
Yes, we are looking for something.
But not the same thing as you.
No?
Gold, Mr. Haneker. When his aircraft left Hong Kong, she was carrying a ton of gold. Now it has gone.
Good morning.
Ah.
Are you reading about the crash?
Yes. That's a pretty good aerial photograph of it.
Oh.
Must have been taken at treetop level.
In London, the headline's cricket.
You do surprise me. I didn't know you were back.
Last night, actually.
Sit down. Have a coffee.
No, thanks. We're off for a swim.
Oui. The prosperous gentleman with the radio factory, Lawton.
No, not this time. The rest of the crew.
Enjoy your day with him?
Yes, very much. Well, can I tempt you to come swimming with us?
Oh, you certainly could, but you mustn't. I've got work to do.
How's it coming along?
Slowly. You did one of those gold bullion flights from Hong Kong, didn't you?
Yes. 3 weeks ago.
Tell me about it. What was the procedure?
Well, just before we left the ramp in Hong Kong, an armored car drew up with three guards. Two brought the gold in and stored it in the precious cargo compartment. The other one supervised.
How long did it take?
3/4 of an hour. We were nearly an hour late leaving.
Did the passengers know the cause of the delay?
No, but the crew did. Is that any help?
Everything helps. Am I holding you up?
No. The boys are trying to lay their hands on a gari. We're going to a lovely little bay about 5 miles south. The water's marvelous.
I envy them.
Oh, success at last. There they are. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hello, Hanneker. How's the accident investigation going?
Slowly, I'm afraid. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Fonseca. I didn't know anyone else was here.
Oh, that is all right.
I came to collect those papers you promised I could have a look at.
Ah, yes. Logbooks, crew training particulars, medical certificates. Here you are.
Thanks. What about the cargo?
Ah, yes, indeed, the cargo. We know where it is.
You do? You've got the gold back?
No, that will take time. In Ceylon, man, we do not have a big enough dredger.
What do you want a dredger for?
To drain the lake. The lake by the temple.
You mean the gold's in there?
Yes, it is. We have done very careful and difficult mathematical calculations. There was a big hole below the cargo locker. Holes all over the fuselage. Many, many pieces of baggage fell out. And many are still missing. We have worked it out. Height of aircraft, weight of boxes, speed, location. The gold is in the lake.
Oh, that's convenient.
Well, you'll want to read those reports. I can't let you have them too long.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Hanneker?
Too neat. Yeah, it falls into shape too prettily.
But if it's not in the lake, where is it? Those boxes did not have wings to fly away.
The forest. It's a big place.
It is being searched.
Every yard.
Every inch, man.
Then, of course, somebody might have gone off with it.
Stolen it? Who would do such a thing?
Someone who knew there was gold coming in.
Only a few government and bank officials knew. Very important, very high up. And they did not know it was coming in that day.
Someone may have found it after the crash. There were the fire and ambulance crews. And St. Arat and his men. Eh? They took away pieces of the plane.
Those men have been rigidly investigated.
And your men?
All my men are of the highest integrity.
There might be one rotten atom.
Beg pardon, man?
One of them might have found some of the boxes and said nothing.
They did not know what they were looking for.
They would if the boxes were splintered. Anyway, there must be some people on the island that might be worth checking up on.
In Ceylon, people are very honest.
You're talking yourself out of a job. But you're close to India. You must have some types in the gold racket, smugglers.
There's Gunn.
Gunn? Who's he?
Poor quality American, a pilot. He sells sightseeing trips.
Yes?
Takes aerial photographs for the papers, does survey work. He was with an American airline, but they sacked him.
Why?
I haven't asked him. He's not a man you chat up. Smuggling, probably. He's gone to pieces since.
No, he was not there. He did not know of it. And he would not have the ability to plan such a thing.
Where does he live?
In the Pata. That will tell you the sort of gentleman he has become.
Have you questioned him?
I do not make a jester of myself. That is always the same with you Westerners. You bring wrong eyes to the Eastern scene. You may not think very much good to my story, Mr. Hanneker, but yours is straight out of the storybook for the Marines.
Now you've upset him.
I don't see why.
Because you're an accident investigator, not a policeman.
the accident is yours, the gold search is his.
And you don't think the two are connected?
I'm perfectly certain they're not. So is every other reasonable person.
This man Gunn, have you got his address?
No.
Never mind. I expect he's in the phone book. I'll find him.
Yes. Does Mr. Gunn live here? Gunn?
Oh, never mind. Hello. Hello, girl. Mr. Gunn? Mr. Gunn? Hello?
Don't be bashful, mister. Oh, be my guest. Help yourself to a smoke if you want to. It's a cigarette box.
Mr. Gunn?
Yeah, that's me.
My name's Hanukkah, James Hanukkah.
Well, what do you know? Go on, have one.
No, thanks. I don't smoke.
No bad habits?
None at all.
So you didn't want to smoke, hmm? I know who you are.
I doubt it.
You're a caller.
I'm not.
You got a die stamped on you, mister. F and B bloody I, or the limey equivalent. You're just out from London, England. No Columbo Taylor stitched that suit. That hangdog face. You seen all the seamy side, ain't you, mister? It hurts y'all worse than it hurts us, I shouldn't wonder.
I can see once you've made up your mind, that's it.
Well, I know why you took such a fancy to that cute little old box my granny gave me. No gold here, mister.
How did you know the gold was missing?
Well, I get around. Okay. This box here once carried packaging and a 1 kilo gold bar. But that's ancient history. Just coffin nails. That's all it carries now.
Did you deal in gold once?
Sure.
Why'd you give it up?
Let's say I saw the light. Or I got my finger and singed, or mind your own bloody business. I'm not in a racket now, mister. That's all you need to know. So don't jump to any of your straight out of the snout's book conclusions.
I am not a detective. I'm an aircraft accident investigator.
And the best of British luck to you, mister. Now, me, mister, I'm allergic to investigators. You know what I mean?
Yes. I'm allergic to accidents. Avoidable accidents.
You reckon this one was avoidable?
Most accidents are.
Most? So the pilot's the fall guy again, is he? Pilot error? Is that what you're trying to pin on him?
Not if it wasn't so.
What about the rain?
Visibility was very poor, but that supports the pilot error theory.
And what about the airport?
You're a pilot. What's your opinion of it? I noticed the main runway was downhill.
And too short. Those hills, they crowd you.
Why did they build it there?
Well, you just come from England. What about your third airport row? Same here. Only eastern setting.
I follow you.
It's getting kind of hot in here. How about some of the wine of the country?
Thank you.
Coming up.
So, in the end, it was telepicture.
Yep. Yeah, there were a lot of Sinhalese Buddhists in the government, so the Hindu shrine wasn't so sacred to them. Did you talk to the Brahmin there? Oh, did he have the gift of tongues? Prophecy.
What did he prophesy?
Just what happened. That his gods would get real mean and smack him down. Superstitious lot, the Sinhalese. Here we are. Wine of the country.
Tea?
Yeah. I kicked the hard liquor along with the gold.
Ah, yes. The gold. Sounds like a story. Care to tell me?
One day, mister. Not now. She likes you. Not often she takes to strangers.
Perceptive animals, cats.
Bad sign. Dogs, yes. Cats, no.
She trusts me, though.
That's more than I do. Have a refill?
No, thank you.
Look, if the gold's still bugging you, search the place.
If you insist.
You won't find anything.
No, I don't suppose I will. Hello?
Mr. Hanneker?
Speaking.
Reeves here. Did you find gun?
Yes.
Any gold bars knocking about?
No, I searched the place.
I didn't think you'd have any luck. I've got a message for you. Senor Ratne wants to see you.
Oh, does that mean that...
Yes. They've got the flight recorder reading. He wants you to see them.
So that's what the flight recorder says, Mr. Hanneker. Now I shall create for you exactly what happened on the night of the crash. Play the tape from the tower, please.
Hey, this thing's deteriorating, isn't it? Coming down in buckets up here. What's the latest visibility?
Latest visibility? Wait.
Hell, we're not at a bus stop here now. I want to come in now.
He was a man of 54 in bad weather night conditions. About to land on instruments at the end of a tiring flight. So naturally...
Haven't you got that visibility yet?
Visibility 1 mile in heavy rain.
You can say that again.
Captain Dewhurst landed an hour ago.
What was the visibility then?
Same, sir. And above your company limits.
I know.
Captain Dewhurst reported seeing the lead-in lights further than a mile.
Now we'll come down and have a look-see. Over the outer marker at 1,500 feet. On the glide path.
Yes, I see. He was at 1,500 feet. He'd been descending correctly on the glide path. His speed at that point was 140 knots. Quite correct. He was on the ILS beam. 3 minutes before the accident, everything was perfectly normal. We have the proof here.
Yes.
And then, according to the flight recorder, he puts his nose down... comes down steeply, well below the correct glide path. Why?
You know what I think? Over the outer marker, he caught a glimpse of a leading light. He was tired. He abandoned his instruments to fly visually, pushing the nose down to get under the cloud. 5 miles out, he was at 850 feet instead of 1,000. 2.5 miles out, when he should have been at 500 feet, he crashed into a 200-foot hill.
In other words, he got hooked on a disappearing light.
It's happened before.
Many times.
That's it then.
I agree, it's a possible theory.
It's the only theory, man.
Whiskey Echo? Whiskey Echo? Report, please. Whiskey Echo? Are you receiving me? Whiskey Echo? Are you diverting? I do not hear your engines. Whiskey Echo? Oh, God. What to do?
Do sit down, Mr. Hanneker. It's about the accident, I take it?
Yes, Arthur. Mm. So far, what I found out has been pretty negative.
Oh? I thought they'd more or less arrived at their conclusion.
By they, you mean the Ceylon Air Safety Bureau?
Yes. And the police. Although, of course, the gold's not your problem. I gather there's no evidence of mechanical failure.
None.
What about sabotage? Hong Kong's thick with communist agents.
Oh, no, no sign of any bomb.
Pity. That brings us to the British pilot, I suppose. Well, everybody makes mistakes.
There are other factors to be considered as well. The airport itself
Look,
is...
Have another chat with Senor Ratna. He's an excellent chap. Their ways may be different from ours, but they're basically sound. Don't try to rush them.
That's the last thing I'm doing. I think they're going too fast.
I don't quite understand.
They're jumping to conclusions.
Hanneker, I think we all have a tendency to underestimate people in developing countries. 2,500 years ago, the Ceylonese were building cities, painting pictures, making irrigation schemes. Our ancestors haven't even got round to discovering woad.
But we have a lead, admittedly somewhat shorter than the one you mentioned, in aircraft investigation.
Even so, they're a clever people. Take a day off. Go up to the ruined cities. Stand still and marvel.
I haven't the time at present. There's still a lot of ground to be covered.
One thing I want to avoid is the Air Safety Bureau here rushing ahead and settling a date for the official inquiry.
Oh, didn't you know? It's just been fixed. June the 26th. In private.
I gather the date for the inquiry is fixed.
Oh, did the High Commissioner tell you?
Yes, June the 26th. I told him I want to be in on it.
But that wouldn't do at all. Yours is only a watching brief. If the Sinhalese authorities don't ask you, it would be very undiplomatic to push yourself in.
And that's why I'm telling everyone in good time.
Hello, James. I haven't seen you for days.
How are you, Melanie? Are they working you too hard?
No. I've had nearly a week off. I'm on a Hong Kong trip tonight.
Hong Kong? Are you going to the market?
Yes.
Mind if I come with you?
Not at all. Come along. All these shops are called boutiques. I bet it's where the King's Road trendsetters got the name from.
I used to live near the King's Road. When we were first married.
But I thought you...
But Margaret, my wife, was killed in a car crash.
I'm sorry.
You're the first person I've ever been able to tell about it. It was a long time ago. Look, how does it...
Yes, they're big business here. That other man's telling the future from different sized sticks.
Yeah, they probably do just as well.
As you, do you mean?
In my weaker moments, that's just what I mean.
And the rest of the time?
I know better.
Good.
You fly tonight, then?
Yes.
I'd like to say, don't go.
Do you know something you haven't told me?
There's lots I haven't told you.
Of course, but I mean, is someone likely to put a bomb on board, for instance?
No.
You were acting as if you thought they would.
Just being super cautious.
Why?
I thought you might have guessed. Take care of yourself. That's all.
I will. You do that, too. Please.
Father?
Yes, my son?
Am I interrupting your prayers?
No, my son.
Then may I come up and speak to you?
If you wish. What is it you wish to speak to me about, my son?
About the crash. I am trying to find the cause.
The cause?
Yes.
You and I have seen each other before, have we not?
Yes. I was here the night of the crash. By chance.
Chance.
But since then, I've been told to help investigate it.
Without success.
I haven't solved the problem.
What are you searching for down there?
A clue. A fragment of truth.
And what exactly do you wish to know from me?
I believe you prophesied that this would happen.
My son, I have not the gift of prophecy.
But you opposed the building of Thalyapitcha.
Yes, my son.
Why?
For 2,000 years, men have worshipped here. They have found serenity, oneness with God. Not only Hindus, but all men.
And when the airport was built?
We endeavored to free ourselves from its distractions.
And you never said that this might happen?
That, my son, is different from prophecy. There are many kinds of waves, as you know. Sound, light, thought waves. The most powerful of these is thought. This sacred place was a beacon, a lighthouse for good. The coming of the airport brought harmful vibrations and evil. How? Exactly how, I do not know.
Have you tried to get the airport closed?
We do not pray for such tangible things as you do in the West.
Then you just
prayed.
Just. There is nothing more powerful than meditation and prayer.
Perhaps not. But my problem still remains.
You have spent too long searching down there. You must raise yourself. You will not find truth there. You will find it in your mind. You have the answer, but you do not yet know it. I hope that I have helped you, my son.
Yes. One thing I want to prevent is that happening again. Good night, Father.
Good night, my son.
Hello, Miss Graham. I thought you might like to watch the landing.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for turning round so quickly in Hong Kong. Tired?
A little.
Be back in Mount Lavinia soon. More power! More power!
Rain's clearing. That was a break. The weather clearing, just like that.
What does that mean, Mr. Mansell?
A bit low coming in, weren't we, sir?
Are you trying to tell me I went below the glide path?
No, sir, of course not. All I mean was a jolly good landing, sir. Smooth as silk.
You shouldn't have gone.
The other girl went sick.
You look tired.
It isn't the trip. It's those drums.
Oh, someone in the village is very ill. They're the equivalent of a GP calling.
Oh.
Another drink?
No, thank you. An early night, I think. Oh, hello.
Hello, Hanukkah.
Morton. Melanie.
I hear you won't be with us much longer. Pity. I'd have liked you to come and look over my factory.
I might still have time to take you up on that.
Good. Senator Ratney told me it was solved. And the gold business seems to be buttoned up, too. Don't look so surprised. Everybody knows about the gold.
Those drums. They've been going on nearly 24 hours.
Oh, it's easy to despise such ceremonies. But they can achieve extraordinary things.
Cure people?
Mm-hmm. Hopeless cases, sometimes. They can drive evil spirits out. And they can drive them in.
They've stopped.
Has the patient died?
Nothing so melodramatic. The money will have run out. Don't you know you've got to have money to drive out devils?
Well, if you'll excuse me, work to do. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, James.
I think our friend's upset. And I know why.
What?
The inquiry is fixed for June the 26th. It says so here. Our correspondent has been informed that Mr. J. Hanukkah, who's been assisting on behalf of the British government, will return to London early next week.
Oh.
Well, at least it's good they know the answers. Don't look so depressed. It's not flattering. You're free tomorrow, of course.
Yes.
I have something planned. Something special. I'll call for you at 10. Careful now. Don't hurl yourself over.
There's a strange atmosphere here. I heard this place was supposed to be evil.
Sigiri? No. People are afraid of it because of its history, that's all. You know where we're standing?
A lookout.
The Lion King's execution platform.
Oh.
From here, disobedient subjects were given a push. Go on, look down.
Oh, no. I don't like heights.
I won't let you fall. Down there is the barrack square where the bodies fell.
It gives me a horrible feeling. You sense it drawing you towards the drop.
Then on we must go. More climbing.
I still can't see how we get to the top.
The path peters out after a bit. That's the clever part. There's only one way up. Once they were at the top, they were safe. Come on. What did I tell you? The rock paintings are worth climbing for, aren't they?
Yes, yes. All women.
the ladies of the Lion King's court. She's the most beautiful, don't you think?
She's lovely.
She was Kasyapa's favorite. She followed him to his last battle. And when he was killed, she threw herself from the platform of her own free will.
Poor girl.
Oh, I don't know. They were together. I think she looks like you.
I can guess now who you think you were in your previous life.
Can you? Shall we go on up? The really splendid part's still to come.
Should we go to the top today? It's so hot.
Of course. When we've come all this way, it'd be silly not to. There's the famous Lion Staircase still to come. Here we are.
Sit down. I feel...
Oh, my poor sweet. You really didn't like that staircase, did you?
No.
This is Galasanaya, the Lion King's throne.
I think I'm going to faint.
No, you won't faint.
I feel so strange.
Melanie. Marry me.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes. What happened? I thought...
Nothing happened. You almost passed out for a moment, that's all. I'd better take you down.
Well now, Mr. Anneker, I figured you were on your way back to little old London.
You figured wrong. I'm not going. Not yet.
Well, what do you want? You searched the place last time.
I know. I wanted to ask you a favor.
Me? Look, I don't know nothing, mister. Ain't done nothing. Don't know nothing.
You were pretty smartly on the scene of the crash, weren't you?
Are you asking me or telling me?
Telling you. You took some photographs. Aerial photographs. I saw one in the paper.
That's right.
Did you see anything?
No gold, mister.
You took more photos than were actually published.
Plenty.
Still got them?
Yeah. What do you reckon they're going to tell you?
Nothing, probably. Still.
Here you are. That's a lot.
This one.
That was the last one. It was daylight by then. Everyone had gone except the guards.
Look at those tire tracks. Right in the foreground.
Plenty of those, mister. Fire engines and ambulances.
I don't mean that mass of tracks. They all curve left towards Colombo. I agree. Yes, those were made by fire engines and ambulances. But look here. Lower foreground. One set of tracks goes a different way.
Yeah, you're right.
You still got the film?
Yeah, I developed my own stuff.
I want an enlargement of that photograph. As big as you can, as soon as you can.
Half an hour?
You say those tracks were made before most of the others?
Well, that's what I figured.
What sort of tracks are they? Ambulance?
Could be. A type used for jungle terrain.
An unknown vehicle at the crash site. There, before the others. Going away in the other direction, away from Colombo. You thinking what I'm thinking?
The gold? It's a strong thought, but I reckon you got something.
And if we're right? If the vehicle was there before the others arrived...
The driver knew the plane was going to crash.
Yes. Where was it going to?
Just one place.
What do you mean?
Roy Lawton's factory. Singer Radio. Yeah, it's the right direction. And he's got an ambulance.
You sure of that?
Yeah. Part of his model factory setup. Medicine for the workers. I've seen it myself.
Do you do business with Lawton?
Sure. If I got anything he might be interested in.
Is the factory difficult to get into?
I'll say.
Could you get me in without being seen?
Maybe I could. But if I was going to do such a fool thing as looking for a needle in a haystack, I'd get me a magnet.
No such thing as a magnet for gold.
Oh, there's something.
Huh?
Yeah, works on gamma rays, so I'm told. Now, I might just be able to lay my hands on one. Cost you 600 rupees a day.
Then you'll get me into Lawton's factory somehow with the gold detector?
Well, if that's what you really want, mister, it's your nickel. Still alive?
Oh, just...
Emily all right?
Emily?
The gold detector.
Oh, she's a good deal more comfortable than I am.
Keep it that way. That gal's real delicate. I gotta leave you now. Stay out of sight in the van till you hear the hooter. Be about another half hour. Hold staff down tools then and come out into the grounds. One more guy won't be noticed. Hide yourself someplace till it's dark. I can't help you with the layout, I'm afraid.
That's all right.
I'll be back tomorrow morning. I'll fix a date with Lawton for 9 if I can. I gotta go now. Good luck.
Thanks.
Ten o'clock. A bit early, perhaps. No. Looks as black as pitch and as lonely as the grave. Where first? The office block. And hope to God I can get in. Nothing. Not a damn thing. I hope you're being a good girl, Emily. What now? The factory itself. Where's the window I forced? What can I do?
What is it, Prince? Who's that? Come here, Prince.
Why, Mr. Hanneker. Good evening. Or, strictly speaking, good morning.
I...
Down, Prince. Good boy. Don't be frightened of him. He doesn't mean any harm. Well, I'm glad you took up my invitation to visit here, even if it is at a rather unconventional hour. Oh, you appear to have dropped something. Interesting little gadget. Hope it's not broken. No, it's all right. I've seen one of these detectors before. I'm afraid it's wasted here. We do give good value in our radios, but we don't plate them with gold. And now let me see, what can I show you first? I'm not quite sure what you've seen already, but I'll take you over the whole place with pleasure. Oh, and don't forget that neat little piece of machinery. That presumably was the object of the exercise. More tea, Mr. Hanneker.
No, thank you. I must apologize.
Don't worry. I'm glad you've seen for yourself there's nothing here. But whatever possessed you to think I'd do a thing like that?
Well, I...
It was gun, I suppose. All right, you needn't tell me if you don't want to. Did you know he'd been in the gold racket?
Mm-hmm. He told me himself.
Poor old Gunn. I've got quite a soft spot for him. That's why I said I'd talk business tomorrow on this load of American cathode ray tubes he's supposed to have. And all the time it was to smuggle you in to see if I'd made off with the gold. I've got enough money, you know. What could I gain from having more?
You were in the area at the time of the crash. That's about all.
I was, of course. You think the missing gold's tied up with the crash?
Yes.
Any evidence?
Only a hunch.
Another one? Well, it wasn't me, and I don't really think it was Gunn. What about Reeves? Well, the whole island knows about the gold now, but at the time very few people knew. He was one.
I can't see Reeves.
No. No, nor can I. But who else was there?
at the time of the crash?
There were the priests from the temple.
Of course. The Brahmin and his brothers. I'd forgotten them. Have you had a word with the Brahmin?
Yes.
Did you know that he thought building the airport was sacrilege and that he prophesied disaster?
Yes.
But you probably don't know much about the mystic power of a sannyasi, a holy man. You'd accept that a plane could be brought down by a lightning strike, but not by the power of thought.
I wouldn't necessarily dismiss it.
I've lived here all my life. I've seen unbelievable things. The priests took the bodies to the temple. Could they have taken the gold, too?
The temple hasn't been searched.
No. The Brahmin wouldn't allow it.
If they've got the gold, how will they get it out? It's not much good to them stuck in the temple.
I think I know the answer to that.
Well?
The temple is sacred to Skanda, a local god. There's a legend he came to Ceylon and had an affair with a beautiful milkmaid called Dahili. Once a year, before new moon, a gift is brought from the temple shrine on the back of an elephant to a clearing in the jungle. A smaller elephant waits there representing Dahili. And the gift is transferred to her back.
What is this gift?
No one knows. No one ever sees it.
When is the ceremony?
The day after tomorrow. And one thing's certain. If it is the priests, they'll try it again.
You mean another crash?
Yes. If the Tamil Hindus could amass a treasury of several million pounds, they'd at last be on equal terms with the Sinhalese Buddhists. They might even come to dominate the island. It's worked once, so they'll try it again. If they're allowed to.
My son, you wish to see me?
Yes, Father.
How can I help you?
I have reason to believe...
You have much reason to believe, my son.
I didn't mean that sort of belief.
That I recognize. You spoke without intention, but with truth.
I mean I have reason to believe that the missing...
Do not say it, my son.
How long will that bell go on?
It must continue now until the Feast of Skanda. It is telling the seconds until the appointed time. Life.
I'm sorry, I...
You are looking at the symbol of life. Our temple tree. We believe the tree of life has its roots in heaven, but its branches on earth. We try, though feebly, to grasp them.
Father, give me permission to see inside the shrine.
No, my son.
Why not, if there's nothing to find?
There is everything to find.
Except what I am looking for.
Yes.
Then why not?
Because your suspicions would diminish the holiness of the place. And today we have Skanda's gift in the shrine. No one may enter.
What is the gift?
I may not tell you.
Do you know?
Yes, I know.
It's of great value.
Yes.
Tell me, please, is it what I am looking for?
I should not tell you what the gift is not any more than what it is. But you are distressed. I think you are ill. So I will answer. No, my son.
You look tired.
I was up all night.
Doing what?
Searching your friend's factory for gold.
Boy?
Yes.
What did you find?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm glad.
You're on his side.
No, I'm on yours. That's why I'm glad. He has an obsession about the lion race, you know.
What do you mean?
I think he believes that... No, it's too long to tell you now. I must go. Off to Hong Kong tonight.
Don't go.
You found out something?
Yes and no. Can't you get out of going?
You mean swap with one of the other girls?
Put like that, no.
What then?
I wish I knew. Who's the captain?
Dewhurst. He's very good.
When you're back?
2 days' time. Oh, this is where I leave you. Oh, don't look like that.
Melanie?
I'll see you, James. Very soon.
I've been trying to see you, Mr. Reed.
I know. I got the message. You look tired, old chap. Now, what can I...
I want you to suspend flights until the investigation's over.
Well, I think we can meet you on that. To all intents and purposes, the investigation is over. Pilot error. That'll be the official finding.
Pilot error doesn't explain the gold.
The authorities are satisfied about the gold. It's in the lake.
I don't believe that. I think...
Yes?
I have reason to believe that the monks have got it.
What? Well, Annika, really? I grant you that if they found the odd bar, they might hang on to it. A gift from Allah, as it were. Manna from heaven, but serious.
I'm deadly serious.
In any case, the gold is Fonseca's baby.
And he's a devout Hindu.
Is he? I didn't know he was religious. Now, where were we?
I was asking you to suspend flights till the real cause of the crash is found.
Look, Annika, the authorities have been very friendly about you. A very nice letter to your masters in London saying what a help you've been. And reminding them about your overdue leave.
My leave?
I've got you a seat home. First class Oriental Airways. I needn't tell you who the stewardess is.
But at least I must stay here till the last gold flight is in.
That you shall. I'll let you into a secret. It's the day after tomorrow, the return of the flight that's going out now. Dewhurst himself is bringing the last lot in.
Even if Lawton's right and the gold is in the shrine, what the hell can I do? Steal it in the face of this man? I must go mad. Reeves thinks I'm mad. Or maybe he's right. Time. There's so little time. And if this works, they may try again. Melanie. Procession. The holy elephant. And the gold.
No, the gift!
Flowers.
No gold, only flowers!
Go, go, or David will kill you.
Here, drink this. I reckon you need a bit more than tea. How the hell did you get here?
I dodged them and got to the road. And then I found the lift. Mohammedan driver. He didn't seem to give a damn for the festival. Well, Skander wasn't offended enough to get me caught. Yet.
Well, you must have flipped your lid. They could have lynched you.
I know. And it was all a fiasco. The gift wasn't gold. Just a wreath of flowers. Flowers from the temple tree. You didn't seem surprised to see me.
I thought you might come here. There was a news flash on the radio.
No. Did they say it was me?
No, but they figured.
Once they know, that's it. They'll run me out.
Yeah, by the first tub that floats or flies.
Which is what Lawton wanted.
Sure. He snowed you all right, mister.
Yes, I must have been getting close. I had to be deflected.
My God. Deflected?
Yeah?
I know how Lawton did it.
You do?
The beam. The ILS beam. He deflected it.
Well, how could he?
He's a radio man. He's fitted an oscillator in his ambulance, powerful enough to interfere with the instrument landing system and distort the beam downwards.
And smack, the pilot comes into the hill by the temple, huh?
Yes. Then the ambulance rushes to the scene and collects the gold from the wreckage. Of course, they'd need monsoon weather.
Yeah, what's more, they'd get it. If the cloud's not on the deck, they bide their time. They get six throws of the dice, remember.
Suppose the pilot survived.
Well, who'd believe him? He might not even believe himself. Besides, there's a chance in a million.
Then the lake is the perfect alibi. And if anyone asks too many questions, there's the temple. Never trust the Hindus. So far, everything's gone Lawton's way.
Not quite. You're still alive. He didn't reckon on that.
How did he get rid of the gold?
Give me Granny's little old cigarette box.
Yeah?
You see this radio? Fits in that box like a glove. And I told you, that box was made to take a gold bar.
But Lawton took me right through the store.
Well, I guess you were too late. The stuff had gone to his dealers. They got their radios. But this month, inside the boxes were gold bars.
Yes. Yes.
Why is he doing it? He's thinking rich already.
Delusions of grandeur. Reincarnation. The new Lion King of Ceylon. He had this obsession, Melanie said. Melanie.
Then he won't be satisfied with 1 million if he can lay his hands on two. These nuts never are.
Would he get away with it? Again?
He might. More important, he thinks he can. When's the next gold flight?
It arrives here tomorrow night.
And we've got less than 24 hours. We better start to figure out a plan. That rain. It always gripes me. I kind of hope that ambulance shows up soon. I don't go for parking out here too long. Right by the lion's den.
Lion's den? That's about it.
Look, here she comes.
Did they see us?
No, not in this.
Is Lawton aboard?
No, they'll pick him up later, like the last time.
Don't lose them.
I won't. But there's a racing engine in that ambulance.
God, I can't see much.
I know the road. And so does he.
When they picked Lawton up, I got a scare. Thought they might see us.
What the hell's happened? His taillight's gone.
He's drawn off the road.
I can't see him.
He's turned all his lights off. But he's there all right.
Look, the leading lights. He's dead on course for the airport runway.
Yeah. He's lined himself up with the landing beam. This is it.
Fletcher?
Yes, sir?
If you see me go one sliver below the glide path, pull back on that stick. Miss Gray?
Yes, sir?
Better get to the back and strap yourself in. We're in for a bumpy ride.
Right.
Telepitia Tower. Double echo reporting over the outer marker. Double echo reporting over the outer marker at 1,500 feet. On the glide path.
Come on. We'll get him now. You got a safety catch off your gun?
Yes.
Right. Now.
What's up? Come here, come.
The radio! Get the radio! Blast you! Get out! Hanneker, get out!
I smashed it! Oh, God, I hope I was in time!
Okay. Okay. It wasn't the plane.
Not?
Look, the plane's okay. But there's not much left of Lawton.
The ambulance? Mm-hmm.
The port wheels of the plane caught it. Dewhurst killed the lion.
Melanie.
James, you're here.
I was waiting for you. You're safe.
Yes, I'm safe. It was a bit, James, what happened? I've heard the most extraordinary stories.
If anything had happened to you.
You've got a lot of things to tell me, haven't you?
Yes, but not now. Not now. There'll be time.
Yes, James. All the time in the world.
In The Temple Tree, adapted by Betty Davis from the novel by David Beattie, James Haneker was played by Michael Spice, Melanie Gray by Kate Binchy, Roy Lawton by David Spencer. Gunn, Bill Nagy, Reeves, Rolf Lefevre, the Brahmin, Jeffrey Matthews, Captain Dewhurst, William Eagle, Aya, Zora Siegel, Senaratna, Saeed Jaffrey, Fonseca, Garrett Green, Sir Arthur, Manning Wilson. Other parts were played by Ronald Herdman, Douglas Blackwell, David Valla, Jane Knowles, and Eva Stewart. The prayer in the temple was chanted by Sitaram Krishnamurti, and the play was produced by Betty Davies.